Next, I would like to introduce our next speaker, Anita Halpin from the NUJ. The NUJ is campaigning for Israel to conduct a full criminal inquiry into the killing in Rafah recently of the filmmaker James Miller, an NUJ member, on May the 2nd. So please welcome Anita Halpin.
Thank you very much, comrades. I'm very pleased to bring greetings from my union, the National Union of Journalists, to this rally, which we are sponsoring. We have for 20 years had policy in support of an independent Palestine state. In that time, we have been particularly concerned in working with journalists, helping them professionally. I think we can all agree that the world in this century is a more and more dangerous place for media workers. We are now targets, whether in Iraq and now throughout Palestine. James Miller was a member of the National Union of Journalists, a member of our London freelance branch. He is the first British journalist to be killed in the occupied territories. He was not shot in the back by a stray bullet. Forensic evidence makes it quite clear that it was a criminal act. Our call, therefore, is that there should be a proper criminal investigation. That is what we demand, and that is what we have demanded. Any time a journalist who are under Geneva Conventions, civilians, have died, but the plight of one foreign journalist, however sad, falls into insignificance when you remember that, as was said earlier, 7 Palestinian journalists have been killed. In 18 months, nearly 200 Palestinian journalists have been shot at, stoned, harassed, intimidated, arrested, jailed. The very profession of journalism is at stake. Journalists in Palestine do not get any accreditation from the Israeli government, from the government press office. They are subject, like all civilians, to the curfew. Their installations are bombed and raided. And that's particularly important for media freedom in Palestine. There are 45 independent radio or television stations. Last year alone, 4 of them in Gaza, Ramallah, and 2 in Bethlehem were practically totally annihilated. There can be no freedom without press freedom. To end in the words of one Palestinian journalist, we have no freedom to work, no freedom to live, no freedom of expression. They need to be able to tell the truth. Through truth can come peace. Thank you very much.